Is that first called the nation's attention to the protests in Ferguson, Missouri last summer were ones like these. Video of the police force responding in strength and sometimes resembling a small army, including officers clad in military gear, pointing rifles at the crowds and using tear gas. The clashes in Baltimore and New York City have reinforced those images as well. Much of this equipment was made available to local police departments in the years after the 9/11 attacks. But today, President Obama announced a ban on the sale or transfer of certain military-style gear to local police, including tracked armored vehicles, grenade launchers, and firearms of 50 caliber or higher. He spoke in Camden, New Jersey.
We've seen how militarized gear can sometimes give people a feeling like there's an occupying force as opposed to a force that's part of the community that's protecting them and serving them, can alienate and intimidate local residents and send the wrong message. So we're going to prohibit some equipment made for the battlefield that is not appropriate for local police departments.
A closer look at what's behind this decision and its potential impact. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey is the co-chair of the President's Task Force on Policing, which has been working on these issues. And Richard Berry, he's the president of the International Association of Police Chiefs. He's a former police chief of the city of Lake Mary, Florida, and now he's chief of police for the University of Central Florida. And gentlemen, we thank you both. Chief Ramsey, let me start with you. What the president did today was one of really picking up on one of the recommendations that the task force you led have been leading, the recommendations you made. Why is this necessary?
Well, I think it's clearly necessary that we be able to, as police, justify any equipment that we receive, not just from the military, but also using federal grants to get some of the equipment. I mean, obviously, we need a broad range of equipment. Police handle everything from missing children to active shooters, and obviously the kind of equipment that you would need to respond effectively varies a great deal. But some military equipment is more appropriate for the field of battle, not the urban streets of our cities.
Chief Berry, you agree that it was this is the right thing to do to ban access to this some kinds of military-style equipment?
I think everyone is looking for a balance. We at the International Association of Chiefs of Police, we understand that we have to have the support of the community, but at the same time, as Chief Ramsey says, law enforcement is dealing with lots of new threats. 20 years ago, who ever heard of an active shooter? Now we hear about it all the time. So we have to make sure that we balance the needs of the public and the safety of the officers and those that are sworn to protect the public, and that's what we're trying to do here.
So, Chief Ramsey, how do you think about achieving that balance, and how much of this has to do with equipment, and how much of it has to do with the training of the police themselves, the culture that they work in?
Well, I think most of it has to do with training, but probably the most important aspect of this is policy. At what point in time is it appropriate to deploy certain types of equipment? And there need to be standards in place, policies in place to guide the officers so they have clear direction. And I think that we have seen some instances where certain types of equipment were deployed, in my opinion, at a point in time when it wasn't really necessary. And that's what creates a lot of the problems. So it's training, it's policy, it's all those things combined that I think we need to make sure are in place. And I think that the government is right in seeing to it that we do have those things in place before providing that kind of equipment to an agency.
Chief Ramsey, what's an example of a time and place when it was the wrong thing was used?
Well, when you're talking about mass demonstrations, depending on the crowd, and we're not talking about all-out riots like we saw the first day in Baltimore when things really spiraled out of control, and even later in Ferguson when things spiraled out of control. But when it first started, I know that I was in Washington, D.C., and now Philadelphia. We try to start off without using certain types of equipment. We have them available, but it's certainly out of sight.